Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with 14 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. This podcast is for you who are ready to reclaim your life, cancel hustle culture, and put your well-being first, and discover a joy-filled life. This is your moment to find support, be encouraged, laugh a little, and take a little nugget of wisdom that leads you out of burnout and into joy. I have chosen to not edit this podcast because I want to remove the barrier between you and I so that we can have an authentic connection. So you might hear me say ums, trip over my words, have awkward pauses, but it is for you to experience the real me and not an edited version so that we can authentically have a connection. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and your mind to what you may need. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode. I have my matcha latte in hand, and let's go. Today's episode is for the woman who is exhausted all the time by trying to do it all. I named it The Need to Achieve because it just came to my mind. Because as high achievers, we have this feeling, this tugging, this need to achieve. It becomes an identity. It can become all-consuming. It can be a driver in our lives. It can lead us to burnout. And it's something I am uncovering more deeply in my life right now. I've been doing some deep diving through some... And I knew I had this need to achieve, but I didn't realize how it was tied to my identity and how I feel about myself and my worth. And I wonder, as my listeners here, that you also feel the same. Maybe you don't recognize it, but maybe you can see that this need drives your everyday life, or it stress and anxiousness that you might feel. It's like the need for speed. That's what I first thought of when I was thinking about it. It's like the need for speed. It's like an adrenaline rush, an endorphin boost that makes you feel good, but at the same time leaves you exhausted. It's that feeling of accomplishment that you achieved something. It can be addictive. And it does. Like I said, it feels good. Like, you feel good. You're like, yep, check that box. I feel good. I accomplished this. I achieved this goal. And it feels great. But simultaneously, it can be overwhelming. It can produce anxiety. It can be like, well, now what? Now what do I do? That's the question that can run through our minds, like, well, what do I do next? I have to do something next. It gets this rushy, anxious feeling, you know? And this feeling puts us on the hamster wheel. It starts the race. It starts the hustle. And like a hamster on a wheel, it just keeps turning. It just keeps going. It never stops. Like, I feel this in my own life. Like, when I'm trying to rest, you know, I teach you guys and I teach my clients, like, slowing down and resting and taking moments and is good. But I know all of us high achievers, at least the ones that I've talked to and for myself, I personally experience, when I'm trying to rest, I feel this need to do something. Like, I found myself actually yesterday when I had time after work, I was like, what am I going to do? Because my husband was working on something. So I was like, well, I have some space. I have some time. What should I do? I could do this. Like, I found myself like pivoting literally like as I was walking, because I was like, oh, I can sit outside. Oh, I could take a walk and listen to a podcast. Oh, I can sit in my portable sauna. And I was stressing out about slowing down. You feel me with that? I mean, if you feel me with any of this, please, I'd love your feedback. Send me a message on Instagram, email me. I want to hear from you because I know I'm not the only one, but also I want to make sure that I'm communicating to you. Like, I want to know what if you feel this as well. This feeling, this need can be a driving force that comes from a place of anxious, nervousness, and people-pleasing. Or feeling like you don't want to be rejected or disapproved of or being a disappointment. So you strive, you do things maybe that you don't want to do or do things out of obligation because you know it could bring you to the next goal or it could be a feeling of accomplishment or that endorphin boost you get from compliments from other people. And hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying having a goal and achieving something is not a good thing in and of itself. Those are good things. And hearing somebody say, I'm proud of you, is a good thing. But when those good things start to become our identity, when those things become the anchors in our soul to know that, like, do we feel okay or not? Are we okay or not? And we start chasing those things, then we become burned out. There is a sense of striving and exhaustion because our very worth of who we are is based on other people or other things that we can do and produce in this world. And the reality is that we're limited human beings and we can't produce all the time. We can't accomplish all the time. And people are not always going to like us. So my question to you is, and this is a question I've asked myself, like, what am I anchored to? Where am I placing my acceptance, my worth, and my value in? And how is that affecting me mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Because when you get curious about these different things, you can start to dig a little bit deeper to see what's underneath the surface. And figure out, like, what is your soul anchored to? Like, what is the benefit of this need to achieve? Just to circle back real quick, I ended up choosing to set my portable sauna, and it's exactly what I needed because it forces me to be in one place and just allow my body and my brain to relax. I did listen to a podcast. I love me some podcasting. So I listened to a podcast and it was just like what I needed. I needed that release physically, but also I just wanted to listen to something that would kind of distract my brain, but also entertain a little bit and give me some nuggets of wisdom. I want to deep dive a little bit with you on what this need to achieve, like what thoughts can be produced by it, what feelings it's producing, and how you show up in the world because of it. And I say you, but honestly, I really mean me because I've experienced all these different things. And I just want to share my experience with you in hopes to encourage you to break the cycle of the need to achieve or begin to break that. In turn, you're able to break up with burnout. The thoughts it produces can be, I gotta do this. I have to do this. I feel obligated, so I better do this. I'm afraid if I don't do this, then something's gonna happen, or I'm gonna be wrong, or I'm afraid of failing, or I'm afraid I'm not going to be accepted, or I'm afraid that something's going to happen, or whatever it is. It's this, like, rushing, I got to do this, I have to do this. Like, There's no give in the thoughts, if that makes sense. There's no release in it. It's a pushing, a rushing thought that's the striving of the hamster wheel. And our thoughts follow that. And so a lot of the times, these thoughts can cause us to do things we don't really want to do and that are out of our capacity or are something that we feel like is good, but it's not necessarily what we need to do that supports our overall well-being. Again, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that we don't need to do things we don't want to do. Like, we do have to pay the bills, so we have to do the laundry. And, you know, there are things in our life that we do that doesn't feel good, that we don't need to do, but in the long run, it supports our overall well-being and our brain and body. So I'm not saying not to do those things. I'm saying, like, what is driving you to do those things? Is it from this place of fear or anxiousness or rushing or the need to achieve? Or does it come from a sense of groundedness in yourself, in who you are, in your spirituality? For me, it's God. It's grounding myself in what I feel like God is calling me to do. And I know for me, like, if it's from God, it's not a rushing feeling. If it's true to me and who I am as a created being, it is a peaceful contentment place. It's not this rushing, pushing feeling. Speaking of feelings, the feelings the need to achieve can produce is striving, anxiousness, worry, stress, discouragement, fear, insecurity. Even from, like, this is what I think I'm supposed to do. So that's kind of a thought. But the feeling that's connected to it, it's like that, again, that rushing feeling of like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or this is what I'm expected to do, so I have to do this. So I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to push through no matter how I feel and do it. That right there has gotten me in trouble more times than I can think, as far as trouble with myself, getting to a place of burnout or overextending myself to where I was not in a healthy place. Okay, so what did that look like? I was overpacking my calendar. I was not sleeping well. I was not exercising to release the emotions. I was numbing by watching too much TV. And then tying in overextending, the actions or behaviors that show up because we're feeling and thinking this way is that we have to do things, or we're so much rushing around that, like, stuff gets half done, or we forget things, or if you look at it from a content creation perspective, if you create content for your business, it's like you're just throwing spaghetti on the wall. You're just throwing things out there. You're just doing things. You're just putting out fires. You're just reacting instead of responding to life. And I don't know about you, but to me, that feels icky. Like, ugh. I don't like feeling that way. I don't like feeling anxious and nervous and pushy and fearful and doing things halfway and not giving my best. Not feeling a sense of contentment in showing up as myself. The new thought that I have been using in my life recently has been, I am okay and free to be myself. And every time I say it, a feeling of peace and contentment and release happens, not just physically, but emotionally. And mentally, I find myself going to this place of peace. That is the very opposite of this need to achieve. Even just talking about that, I'm like, okay, I just need to take a quick breath for a second. Because I just no longer identify in this need to achieve space. Like, I have moments. I'll just say this. I have moments of it. I have moments where I'm feeling it, but I am actively releasing it and moving through it and picking up this new thought. It's okay, and I am free to be myself. I'm okay and free to be myself. Friends, I encourage you to give yourself permission to lean back or lean to the side or wherever you want to lean to into the space where there is release, there is contentment, there is a sense of peace. Because when we commit to getting to that place, I cannot tell you the level of healing that happens. And it's so easy for me to say it. And it's easy to be like, oh, just find a place of peace and contentment in your soul or in your life or whatever. But it's not, I know it's not that simple. So I encourage you to continue to lean in to it until you discover it, until you figure out what it looks like. Go on the journey. Allow yourself to be in between, in the process. And if you feel like you need some guidance, I got you. I got you. This is what I love to do with my clients. I not only do this work for myself, but this work is what I do with my clients too, because I just passionately and wholeheartedly believe that we can live in a way where we don't have to live in this space of need to achieve, but we can pursue our big dreams and our desires and goals for our life from a place of ease and contentment and peace. Whether you are an entrepreneur and running your own business, whether you are a leader in your corporation, or whether you are leading your children at home, wherever you find yourself, I just believe we don't have to come from this place of anxiousness and afraid, but we can come from a place of peace and contentment and joy. Having a sense of ease, and that's where we start from. That sense of ease, instead of, people say, start from a place of rest instead of like hitting the ground running. Us achievers want to hit the ground running, but I say, what if? What if we came from a place of ease and contentment? How would things be different? How would our businesses be different? How would our life be different? How would our family be different when we truly supported ourselves and our overall well-being? And even approaching achievement and accomplishment from this place of ease instead of that need, rushing, nervousness, striving place. What would happen to how we create, how we show up? How would our goals and desires change? So many thoughts. So many thoughts. Okay, I think I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to do a counter to this one that's going to be called either a place for peace or the desire for peace or something like that. Because I really want to dive into, okay, we just looked at this need to achieve. What does the other side look like? What does finding ease and contentment and peace, what does that look like? How do I do that? All the things I want to share with you about that. Per usual, I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad you've been listening to this episode. I hope that you gained something from it, that you could take something from it and implement it into your life, or get curious with the questions that I asked. I will have a freebie that has these questions so that you can deep dive a little bit more on it. And if you're needing assistance with them, please reach out via Instagram, email. I'll put all of my information as usual in the show notes, but I would love to hear from you. I'd be so grateful if you could rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, all the things, so that this podcast can get into the hands of other people. As you know, my heart is to make an impact and encourage as many people as I can. So if there's a high achiever friend, family member, or somebody in your life that you know that would benefit from this,